This is a teaching of the Divine Mother that I offer to you. The teaching is that time and space were created by the Creator of all in order to extend divinity into time and space. Time and space do not exist on the level of pure consciousness, on the level of the beginning of the beginning. You know, when we talk about in the beginning, before all of this, there was no time and space. So time and space were created for beings who are part of God to have an experience of time and space. So here we are, beings who are part of God, experiencing time and space. Okay, so time is not our enemy, it's our friend. That's the Divine Mother. Time is our friend, unfolding things that we're meant to experience in order to become more of our divine self. And that's the principle of prasad, that the blessing of life is the part of life that brings us into more of ourself. And the difficult situations probably do that more than the easy situations. The difficult situations bring us more, in a greater leap forward into who we're meant to be. Maybe we're meant to become more outspoken. Maybe we're meant to become more compassionate. Maybe we're meant to become more respectful. The difficult situations show us what is that growth edge of our learning in a moment in time. And so that's the blessing, is to meet the challenge of the moment by being there in the receiving of the gift. If the response inside ourselves is avoidance, then we just avoid and we don't learn from what we are experiencing. There are so many things in what I'm sharing with you that are not fully integrated in our consciousness. We hear them, and you probably have heard my words many times from myself and from others. It's about the importance of being present. It's about the importance of letting go of beliefs about what happened, what's going to happen, what should be happening, especially about what should be happening. To just be present to what is, and to bring your full self to it, to assume that that which is coming to you as an offering. I receive the offering and I give myself to it. It's a way of separating from the values of the ego, which say, I see what's coming towards me, but I'm not sure I like it, so I don't think that I want to go in that direction. That's not a divine perception. That's the self-protection that comes out of feeling inadequate to the situation, inadequate to meet life. So then there's avoidance, and then there's backing away, and then there's rationalizing that this person's too difficult to be with, they're not nice to me, they have bad energy, etc. Life brings you the prasad, and you're meant to give your prasad to it. The person's coming to you to say a conversation with you. They're bringing you their presence, your prasad, your gift. Oh, thank you for coming to me and talking to me. I'm so grateful for your attention in this moment. I appreciate that you're here with me right now. How often do we feel that? That's a gift, no matter what the conversation is, that's a gift. You can't feel it unless you're attuned to the purposefulness of the Mother, the Divine Mother, operating through time. If that's not there, then life gets divided up into things we're afraid of and reject, and things that we desire because they feel good and we accept, which leaves a lot of things either in a middle zone or that we're not going to deal with in this lifetime because we don't feel up to it. So One of the other thoughts that I want to share with you, because this question gets asked frequently, what's the difference between passivity and acceptance? In other words, do you just accept everything that happens to you and say it's a gift from God? No, that's not what I'm talking about. Passivity is the inability, unwillingness, or fear of acting. Acceptance means that you accept the gift or the divinity in the present moment, and you ask inside yourself, what is it that is my best level response to this moment? You accept the reality, you accept the gift in it, but you bring whatever you feel is the most whole, the most sacred, the most true response to it. That's the gift of prasad. You bring your full self to the present moment. That's not passivity, that's action. That's action. But you accept what the moment is bringing to you. I think that many of us don't feel worthy enough because we think in that kind of mental calculation, am I worthy enough to receive divine blessings? The conscious mind doesn't think that. The conscious mind thinks everybody's worthy enough to receive divine blessings. So we're not talking on the level of concept. But inside a person, inside each of us, is this place of self-doubt that comes from the past. And so the self-doubt says, am I worthy enough? Can this really be true of my life? Am I worthy enough to interact with life in this way? We're not used to thinking of this intimate relationship with life, with God. God that comes to us in a conversation with another person. We're not used to it. We're not used to thinking God is always with me, always bringing things. This is the Divine Mother. The Divine Mother is always present in life, creating form, creating events, creating unfoldment. We don't see it because we're not used to looking. We've forgotten, for the most part, not entirely. So, one of the other things I want to say about this, about blessing and receiving blessing, is that you don't have to interpret it in order to receive it. In other words, you have an experience in life, something happens, and the ego self thinks, why is this happening to me? What does it mean that this is happening? It wants to comfort itself by putting the experience in a certain frame of reference so that there's a sense of, okay, I know what it is, I can deal with it. That's a security operation. It's not bad, it's just not the deepest truth. The deepest truth is you don't have to interpret the experience. You can just trust yourself to respond with whatever feelings are coming up in you to deal with it. And you don't have to know why it's happening. It's all right to know why, but it's not necessary to know why. It's necessary to have an inner prayer and an inner bowing so that you say, what am I meant to bring to this right now? And you feel inside yourself, what's the response that wants to come forth? Because your inner wisdom has a response. Even without knowing why something is happening, your inner wisdom has a response that says, this event is causing me to feel such and such. And so we need to trust ourselves with that. This conversation I'm having with you is about prasad. And the subtitle is How to See Life as a Blessing. That's the subtitle. And so I leave it with you each to think about in the next moment you're having a conversation with someone, whether you're perceiving it as a divine gift, whether you're feeling or could feel, look what this person is offering to me. They're here with me in this life. They're offering me their presentness. They're offering me their attention. How can I respond most fully? This is the engagement of prasad with prasad. I receive the blessings of life, and I offer my blessing in return. This is the gift of this. That which is blessed and sanctified comes because God is present and desiring to come through each moment. And in the puja, the divine presence, the energy of the divine, comes through the ritual and goes into all the things that are part of it, and comes into the food and everything that's around it, and into the room, and is meant to be offered. And so I wish for all of us that we find the place within ourselves to receive the divine gifts by knowing when we've closed the door and by being willing to open the door, to ask of ourselves, what is this moment offering to me? To not assume things, but to ask, what is this person, what is this moment offering to me? And to start understanding, or to continue understanding, that time and space were created for our benefit, to have experiences of unfoldment, to be part of the mystery. And so we open ourselves, or pray to open ourselves, to that great mystery of divine will and divine intention coming through the blessing of time and space. Om Namo Bhagavate, Om Namo Namaha.